Hey, it's 53 past the hour. Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley.
Morning.
It's Air America Radio's Mornings Edition. But now I'm sitting here paranoid. I had Roddy Doyle in here. All right, we're talking to him. And I'm the whole time, I'm thinking about this joke that someone told me, about this Irish joke someone told me. And you can't even tell a joke if it's about any sort of ethnicity without one. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I want to tell him the joke through the whole interview because I think it characterizes what I thought to be the Irish spirit in America, you know, at the beginning when they immigrated here. And then I told him the joke, and I don't know if he responded well or
he
not.
He laughed.
The joke is, I mean, tell me if this is somehow, I don't know, would it be racist? Look, here's the joke. A couple of Irish guys immigrate to the United States. It's in the 1800s. They can't find work in New York. A bartender says, look, you got to go out west and scalp some Indians. They're paying a buck a scalp out west for Indian scalps. So these guys go out with go. So they go out, they get a coach, they go out into the middle of the west, they get some horses, and they ride out into Indian country to get themselves some Indian scalps. And they get to a ridge, and they're literally surrounded by about 1,000 Indians. And one of them looks at the other and says, we're going to be rich. now, see, but in my head, that does not mean stupid. That means, without a doubt. The
indomitable spirit of the Irish.
Exactly, Brendan McDonald.
There you go.
So, yeah. But you got it, right? Do I have time for this?
I like it.